Hey, everybody. I need to take a moment out of this podcast just to talk to you just briefly about Anchor. Anchor is the platform that I use to make this podcast, and I have to tell you that it is a game changer. I was really nervous about how to find the time to record my podcast and to get it out to the world, and Anchor made it such an easy process. Everything is in one place. You just sign up. It distributes everything to all of the different platforms, Spotify, Apple, Google, all of those. And literally all you need to do is record and edit just straight from the platform. It is a game changer because it's so easy. Check it out today by downloading the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. I highly recommend it. It's what I use, and it has been a game changer for myself and for other people who are listening to my podcast. So go check it out.
Welcome to the Course Building Secrets Podcast. This podcast is for entrepreneurs, service-based business owners, and consultants who are ready to create, launch, and sell their expertise through the creation of profitable online courses. The real question is this: how do you package your message in a way that creates a scalable business for you and creates a bigger impact in the lives of your customers? This podcast will answer that question. Join me as we explore key tips and concepts to build a strong foundation to your online course business. We will look at the why and the how of the course creation framework. While sales and marketing your offer are critical, you also need to be able to sell something of value and substance. That's where the course creation framework comes in. This podcast is not for everyone. This is for people who want to get real results. We value the customer and learning experience. We are passionate about the transformation our customers will get and want to create an empire of raving clients and fans. We also believe that building an online course can be fun, creative, and profitable. So tune in every day for inspiration and practical tips to grow your business through profitable online courses. Hey everybody, welcome to episode number 3. Today I want to talk about something that is maybe a little bit more, not difficult, but just something that you may be thinking about. Because how many of you out there are struggling with either creating your online course or sort of putting it off, right? You're procrastinating, you're thinking, oh, it's so hard, there's so many things about it that it just seems so daunting and overwhelming. And you know, you're not alone. There are a lot of people who get to this point and, you know, they're super excited about selling it. They're super excited about marketing it. They've come up with their messaging. They've come up with their hook and their story and their offer, and they're all great. But then they get to the place where you have to build it, and you have to get, you know, do what you're gonna do, right? Either you're creating PowerPoints and you're recording it, or you're creating videos, or whatever it is. There's just this point in time that everyone gets to where it just feels like, oh my gosh, this is gonna be so hard. This is gonna be so overwhelming. There's so much I wanna teach. I don't know how to put it together. I don't know how to focus on the key pieces. I've got to build practice activities and handouts and be available and da 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 da, right? You just start going off into crazy land, and then you start noticing that you're procrastinating. And that great funnel that you built, all those sales messages that you built are great, but all of a sudden you can't launch because you're sort of stuck in what is, you know, what are you going to deliver and how can you fulfill to your customers? And kind of getting stuck in that. And I want to address that today because, again, you're not alone. It's not your fault. This is super complicated for people to sort of download their expertise in a way that will be, you know, comfortable and transformative for the learners. And so, you know, a couple of things, we talked a little bit about this in the last episode, but one critical piece that I challenge you to do is to put yourself in your learner's shoes. And whatever you need to do to make that happen is critical. Sometimes people will, literally pretend they're putting on a learner hat and write out what it would be like to be a learner, what it would be like to not be an expert on the particular topic. Sometimes people create an avatar so you can get a picture of your ideal customer and write the story about that person. You know, you can name that person, you know, Susie or Tom or whatever, and write that whole narrative about where they are and what they know and how they're gonna, why do they want to learn what it is you want to teach them, and how do you make that transformation for them, and so that's really critical. That will help you sort of reframe all of the content that you want to teach. The other thing, again, is to focus on what is that fastest path to mastery that they need, and only that, right? So create that framework and then start hanging things on that framework. That will help with the overwhelm. Is that if you have a framework, then you're just teaching to that framework and not trying to tackle everything. And that will really help. And then the third thing I would say is that give yourself permission to just put something out there, right? If video is not your thing and you're feeling a little stressed out about video and you don't feel like you have the right equipment and all of that, don't worry about it. Don't stress out over it. Put together a PowerPoint deck and just record yourself talking to that PowerPoint deck. People don't really need to see you. You can put a picture of yourself in the corner if you feel like that's critical. But that may be just the first step for you getting your message out and teaching in a way that makes you feel comfortable. So you could do that. You could even just do audio if you wanted to, and just record yourself talking through it and then provide some handouts or some different things that would be helpful for somebody to follow along with what you're teaching. But don't stress out about the technology. Don't stress out about how you're going to deliver it, all of that. It will all come once you have a clear path to how you want to teach it for that learner. And so focus on that for now and not all the stuff, right? I was talking to somebody the other day and we started to go down this path of, well, I can't get my course out there because I have to go out and buy the right lighting for video. And I just don't know what that is yet. And I've been researching and, you know, I have it narrowed down to like 5 different lighting options. I'm like, something else is going on here, right? Because it's not really about that. It's about how can you teach it. And like I mentioned last time, when you're first launching your online course, what you want to do is do it live. So do it online, but do it live so you can get some feedback from your learners in real time and have conversations and a Q&A and different things like that. So you're really getting that live feedback so you can adjust before you actually record it to put it out there as evergreen, right? So that could be, like I said, just a PowerPoint deck that you're teaching to. It could be a worksheet that you're teaching to or something super simple. So I think that's the biggest message I have for you today. If you're struggling to launch, is look at what your sort of internal struggle is with it and then just make it super simple. It also doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to be out there so you can start teaching it. Your students, when you do this live, and you can do it live once or multiple times until you feel like it's like you've nailed that piece of the framework, and then turn it into something that's evergreen. But it's gonna be a while, right? You don't want to just record all of these videos and do all of these things and put it out there and then hope that people resonate with it. Do it live. Do it with other people so you get a sense for that. And this is going to help you know where to dig deeper, where maybe you're not hitting the mark in terms of explaining something, or people need more information about it, or they're struggling, or whatever. That's going to give you the information that you need. People don't care about pretty pictures. People don't care about professional video and all of that. If they're getting the results that they want to get out of what you're teaching. And so save that stuff for later on at, once you are perfecting it and you want to put it out there as an evergreen product and really elevate it to that next level. So just don't stress out about that and sort of fight through that internal conflict that you have or procrastination that you have as you're going. Another one of my mentors that I work with was talking the other day about this concept of perfection, right? So sort of staying in, she called it the radical middle, is that on one side is perfection, on the other side is just throwing something together and putting it out there with, you know, that's not really meeting anybody's needs, right? So what you want to do is you want to stay in the radical middle and focus there, and then ascend from there, right? You can always make it better. You can always add in more bells and whistles, but it's really about the transformation that that learner is going to go through and you being able to get your message out there in a bigger and broader way. So focus on that. So hopefully that will help you in terms of giving you permission if you need it to just create that framework and teach from that framework and just forget about all of the rest of it. Because the sooner that you get started, the sooner you're going to be able to help your students and make a bigger impact in the world. So with that, I will sign off, but start to explore that if you are one of those people that's feeling a little bit of procrastination and having a hard time getting it down in terms of, you know, the structure and you're kind of focused on all these other things. Just sit down and build out your framework. Put yourself in that learner's perspective so you can see what it is that they need to go from point A to point B and just forget the rest. So enjoy your day. Please leave a comment if you have any questions or something to say about our topic today and rate this podcast so it gets more listeners. Would love to have you share this if it's valuable. And other than that, enjoy your day. Hey, everybody, wanted to come on at the end of this episode and let you know about an event that's coming up in August of 2023. So we are super excited to announce the second annual Gamify My Course Camp 5-day challenge that's coming up. It is totally free. And listen, what it's going to do is help you think about how do you add participation? How do you add more engagement and opportunities for your people to actually get results in your online programs? And each day we're going to jump on live with actionable tips for you to be able to do that. So I would love to invite you to sign up for the Gamify My Course Camp, which is going to be August 7th through the 11th with a special bonus session on the 14th. So come and join us. Can't wait to see you at camp this year because listen, your kids get to go to camp, other people get to go to camp. So I think over the summer, we should all go to camp as well. All right. So we're going to do fun activities like tug of war and archery practice and different things like that. So go check out our page at bit.ly/2023_gamify. That is how you can get a hold of us. In the show notes, there should be a QR code and this link for you to jump on and register. It's totally free and would love to see you on August 7th. All right, there you go. Have a great day.